fly mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
I gotta go through it. I'll get another understanding. Everything depends on something else. The whole thing starts from the front end of the I'm reminded of the line.
Thank you. but anyway, just want to clear that up. Talk to you guys later. By the way, I got the package yesterday, Rich, so it all came on time. Head right to
HD. Yeah, I saw the delivery notice. And boy, your throat is still sore there.
Thank you.
catch you on the info desk tonight. Thank you. 7-2-7.
Yeah, I'll be seeing you see that thing. One that we pulled out of Middle Island as we had planned.
Well, so the case can be, did we find a problem with one in Middle Island?
It didn't seem to be one. We just pulled it out because we wanted to put something more permanent there.
So we were having a problem with high power anyway.
I haven't looked at that yet, and I don't necessarily know that that's 100% true, but, you know, I'll put it on the bench, I'll see what's going on. Sounds fine. I mean, I'm not too
had a good signal up there. Anyway, let me try and try to find something and not have an easy time with it. So have a good day. Enjoy your lunch. That's what you said you're going to do. And we'll catch you again. Let me do MVP, KCKND.
All right, Richie, and thanks for picking me up here. So I'm going to sit for a little while longer and kind of enjoy a little time out of the office. So have a good rest of the day. W2NDG, monitoring, 73.
JD, can I get a radio check?
JND, you need loud and clear.
Thanks a lot, appreciate it.
Sounded better than both of us, Richie.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said he sounded better than both of us.
Yeah, I think a lot younger with a stronger voice.
Or just a better radio location and setup. WA20B.
Yeah, you have a history on your voice. Must be hanging out with Steve.
What do you expect from me? I'm using an Andy talkie from my backyard. Lousy signal, I know. I remember one day your repeater was on the medical building in whatchamacallit, and it was much better for me. Now that you're moving towards the city, and that's good for me.
Yeah, but it's something that we're working on because the coverage is very good. The problem with the medical center is something could go back up there, but that's an RF environment up there. But with the receiver at Empire, we've seen excellent coverage with HT going out pretty much into Suffolk County. So that should be there, but right now, we're not getting, I guess, the signal response that we should be getting, but that should help you a lot.
K2PJD again.
Okay, you're recognized. Go ahead. Make your comment.
Yeah, how you doing, guys? Yeah, I appreciate the comments on the audio. I just got done with an install in the car, and I just wanted to ask you guys if you hear any kind of alternator whine or any kind of, feedback in the transmission.
None at all from my end here.
Boy, you have a better signal than Richie and me, and certainly the guy in this one. Sounds great.
All right, thanks a lot. Much appreciated, guys. I'll let you guys get back to the K2BJD.
Yeah, Rudy, I got to get back to work also, so we'll catch you later. I think it's our voice, not the equipment, Rudy.
All right, talk to you, Richard. Say hello to everybody. WA20B.
K2PJD Mobile, Ronkonkoma.
We do hear you. You sound great. Even from Ronkonkoma, my God. We got a long reach on this repeater.
Yeah, I'm going into the repeater that's located in Selden. It's a link machine, so from here to Selden isn't too far. And I'm running, supposed to be 45 watts.
God, I'm only using a few watts here. Using an Andy Corby. I'm in Belmore. On my deck enjoying the last few good days of the year. Name here is Rudy. The call is WA2NDG. And as I said, you sound great. Yes, the repeater now covers from east to west very thoroughly. We had a guy on earlier today from Blue Falls who was making it still in the Empire State Building.
That's because I have altitude.
W2NDG, New Paul.
Mention New Paul's and look what happens. Hi there. Yeah, it's still, altitude notwithstanding, it's still amazing. Peter has changed a lot since the first time I used one, which was in the early 70s.
The Minnewaska Overlook, that I think I'm almost at my half-hour max for parking here. There's nobody checking for this. I can see into Connecticut from here, so it's a pretty good spot.
Yeah, I'm back from the days when if you got a 30-mile radius out from the city, you were doing good.
Well, when I was a kid, I mean, I grew up here, and would tune around on the multiband radio, and I could listen to, you know, a lot of the repeaters that were up here in the mountains back then. There were a few, and everything had better range back then because there was less going on. So, but no, it's just cool that there's at least one spot close to the house that I can get to where I can still get in. If I go to the other side of the river, where we lived for a couple of years before we bought this house, there's a spot right in the city of Poughkeepsie that's high enough, College Hill Park. But not quite as good as this one. This is a great spot.
All right, yeah, I've been in Poughkeepsie. I've flown into Poughkeepsie Airport once. God, that was a long time ago. I don't think I was a hand yet then. I had a pilot's license, but not a radio license. Oh, well.
Dutchess County Regional Airport. Know it well. Never flown in or out, though. Well, anyway, I'm going to get moving. I'm going to make a couple of stops before I head home. But I am supposed to be in my home office working, but it's a very quiet day. Everybody's out. So, we'll catch you later. W2NDG. Up the overlook. And, full sign. 7-3,
have a good day at work. I'll think of you. The other station whom I left so rudely out, I didn't forget about, really. I'm going to stand by too. That'll be great.
Somebody looking for me?
Yes.
KD2YCK for a signal check.
QA2SUH, KD2OGB.
T-Mobile.
KD2LDG, I think it was. This is Kilo Delta 2, Charlie Kilo. How's my signal? Is it coming in okay?
Coming in fine, and the call is Kilo Delta, number 2, Ocean Golf Bravo. KD2OGB, and I am mobile on Sunrise, just coming up to Broadway.
Okay, QSL, KD2OGB, got it this time. Sorry about that. Kilo Delta 2, Yankee Charlie Kilo here. Okay, well, my name is calling in from West Orange. You're coming in loud and clear. I was just going through programming some additional repeaters into Australia, and I wanted to check it was working. I've only sent them 15 watts, but I'm hearing you loud and clear, so good stuff, very good. Back to you.
Roger, the name is Craig, and I am on my way to Babylon Station.
Okay, very nice. Well, I'm on the link, and it's getting coming in at about 10 dBs over S9, about probably 10 dBs over S9, so it's a great signal coming in this way. So I will put this one in the programming. I have it on other radios, but I haven't put it on this one yet, so it's a good one to add. And yeah, that's great. Thanks for letting me know it's working so well. And I hope you have a good day there. It sounds like you are in, I'm not sure where you are, you're in Brooklyn somewhere.
Roger, I'm going to stand by and hop off for a little bit. KD2OGB Mobile, westbound on Sunrise, exit 50.
Yeah, no problem. All right, I'll say 73. Thanks for the short contact there. KD2YCK.
And again, my call is KTKMB. What was your call again?
KTGWC.
All right, KTGWC, I guess it is. All right. I think I said my name is Rich. I'm located in Olbert Page. The signal is fine, strong.
Copy that, 73. Now.
73,
KTKMB. Limark InfoNet, tonight at 8:30. This is the WGL repeater.
K2PJD, Lake Ronkonkoma, mobile.
W2VL, repeater.
W2OSR mobile.
Thank you.
Infonet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
From my knowledge, you can get any number in your call sign that you want as vanity call sign. I think this is true.
Yeah, I guess vanity call signs, everything went out the window.
Well, you know, when I applied for a different call sign than the one I had, you know, FCC gave me this one. And if I had known I could choose the one that I want, there probably would have been a lot more choices back then than there are now.
You didn't know, or it wasn't available to switch back?
I think at that time the vanity call signs were only for extra class license holders. I had advanced. So, you know, advance, I guess it meant that, you know, FCC issues it to me.
So, as an advance, so what did you move over to an extra now?
Negative. I have to take the test. It might be an interesting thing to do. I don't know. Maybe. It doesn't matter so much to me. But the call signs they were giving to advanced class, you know, two letters, one number, two letters. For extra, it was one letter, one number, and two letters.
And my wife thinks, you know, I'm actually happy with my call sign, no complaints.
Very good, Howard. You know, it's good when people aren't complaining so much.
The only problem I find in my pronunciation is everybody messed up the C for a Z.
I never even had that in my mind from your call sign.
Find on the HF band, especially you know, when you get a rare station, they give their call sign very fast. They don't want to repeat it because they want to get to the next station. Sometimes they'll have to listen a while to pick it out.
QSL, wasn't more than a week ago, I heard a station from Iceland. I don't know how rare Iceland is compared to Greenland. I heard Greenland too. Then I worked an island that was in between Norway and Greenland, which I think is more rare than Iceland or Greenland, you know. And for Iceland, you know, the signal, it wasn't coming in loud enough for me to make the contact. It would be hard. And also, I have to say that there was a huge pileup, you know. It was impossible to get through. I hope this guy shows up again sometime.
Well, that's when you need your beam antenna and 1,000 watts to push through everybody.
Yeah, there's one more thing you forgot that I need, and I wonder if you know what that is.
Place to put the antenna?
Negative. The amplifier and the antenna and or propagation. Propagation would have made it easy for me to reach that guy.
Yes, but it's a pile up. Can you hear the guy with the best signal?
Hey, think about it this way. You know, if I'm calling Estonia, you know, and he's coming in 10 over 9. Chances are I could work him easier than if his signal was 5 and 7.
Well, I also find that sometimes you have an advantage that the other station, you know, has a beam and, you know, they can point to your way. So even if your signal mediocre, then, you know, they can point
know how it's the challenge, you know, what you can do with what you have, you know. Some people that want to go all the way, get the biggest and the best, and it's great, you know. And then other people that want to do some other thing, you know. And I think that's like the great thing about the ham radio is that, you know, there are so many choices, things that you can get, things you can buy, things you can try, you know, experiences you can have, etc.
Into YYC. Well, say the one thing that doesn't really interest me is QRP. Just seems like it takes too much patience. You know, so like you said, the band is open. 5 watts is fine, but you know, you really gotta be doing well. The band's gotta be doing well for it to work for you.
USL, Howard. Yeah, it's like, for me, it's 100 watt wire antenna, a stock mic, and propagation.
You know any other hams in Manhattan? Are there many?
Yeah, there's one or two. There's one actually a couple blocks from me, but he lives in an apartment and he doesn't have much of an antenna for HF. So I tried to advise him there is one that you can get made by a Comet, and it's 40 through 6, and it's 13 feet from end to end, and you can put it into an angle and then mount it so that each side sticks out away from the window, and perhaps, you know, he said that he's on a high floor, so maybe that would be good.